American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 14th day of June 2005 for the next 2 hours. Coming up today, Well, folks, did you know fear is a booming business in America? No, I'm not telling you of the Patriot side telling everybody to go into underground shelters. I am talking about the fear that the United States government is peddling and all the people lining up to get a piece of that security pie. And one of these people was outed by the Bush administration because he wasn't going along with the program. They're in the business of selling fear, folks. Yeah, I guess there's a lot to be afraid of when you have a neocon madman in the White House. But we'll hear what Ron Paul has to say about the neocon global government. More in Congress want an exit strategy, and this is big. This is stuff that you're not going to hear on your regular snooze station. There's about, apparently, about 100 congressmen right now that are they're not really happy with what's going on, how they've been lied to, the reasons why we went to Iraq. And even Tony Blair is starting to get heat. Ministers were told of need for Gulf War excuse. See, folks, you need to grab the dictionary. When the United States talks about nation building, well, to build something, well, if there's a present structure there, then you must dismantle it or get rid of it in some way. And if that's the case, you've got to dismantle it before you can rebuild it. And nation building, well, that's kind of it's kind of illegal to do that. In Blair's Inner Circle on July 23rd of 2002, a briefing paper for participants at a certain meeting, and that's Blair's crony crowd, said that since regime change was illegal, it was necessary to create the conditions that would make it legal. Is this not what George Bush exactly did? Supposedly with faulty intel, with the excuse to go depose this evil guy and then rebuild the nation. And I'm still seeing the reports, folks, underreported fatalities, American fatalities in Iraq is not climbing to 1,800. It is well over 6,000. They're purposely underreporting. Does this make sense now why you're not seeing any photographs of coffins, flag-draped or otherwise, coming off of planes? Somebody might be taking pictures and actually counting coffins. Toddler criminals targeted in UK, and trust me, folks, whatever they're doing in the UK will come to these shores just as sure as any pop culture idea comes out of California that takes the nation by storm. Well, across the little pond, whatever's happening in England will eventually be proposed and enacted here. All of this right after this short break for the network. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
More in Congress want Iraq exit strategy. You know, I thought we heard the end of Michael Jackson. No, there was more on Michael Jackson since his acquittal. It was kind of interesting. You couldn't miss it because it was wall-to-wall 24-7 yesterday and continuing today. And they'll continue to milk this story until they just run out of steam on it. But, you know, folks, when they're doing something like that, they don't have the time to report. Coming out of the Globe staff, Boston Globe, that more in Congress want exit strategy. Unease grows as war backing fails. Faced with plummeting public support for the war in Iraq, a growing number of members of Congress from both parties are reevaluating the reasons for the invasion and demanding the Bush administration produce a plan for withdrawing U.S. troops. A bipartisan group of House members is drafting a resolution that calls on the administration to present a strategy for getting the United States out of Iraq. Reflecting an increasing restlessness about the war in chamber that 2.5 years ago voted overwhelmingly to support the use of force in Iraq. Now, the House International Relations Committee on Thursday approved a similar proposal 32-9 with strong bipartisan support, sponsored by Representative Joseph Crowley of New York. He's a Democrat who voted to authorize force in Iraq in 2002. The proposal represents the first time a congressional committee has moved to demand steps to be taken so that U.S. troops can start coming home. More than 100 Democrats, including 11 who voted for the war resolution, have signed onto a letter that President Bush requesting an explanation of the so-called Downing Street Memo, a British document that charges the administration planned to go to war even without hard evidence of presence of weapons of mass destruction. In other words, he lied. The proposed resolutions would not have the force of law if approved by the House and Senate, but the actions reflect discontent among lawmakers in both parties who are hearing constituent complaints about the war's escalating body counts and uncertain end. Now, Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina, a conservative Republican who voted to authorize four, said his district is growing weary of a war that has cost the lives of more than 1,600 U.S. troops and left more than 12,000 wounded. Folks, quadruple the number of the dead, U.S. dead, and you could probably safely at least triple the amount of wounded soldiers. See, we don't get these reports. The Bush administration ordered that these reports from the Department of Defense or the Pentagon not be released. No photographs of disembarking with flag-draped coffins. You know, no information about this. Now, they're being fed the supposed fatalities of the Iraq war, but where is that information coming from? Oh, that's through approved channels and sources, and of course, they're under-reporting them. You know, if anybody didn't get an idea about this deal starting in Iraq when they had their embedded, remember those embedded reporters? These are the ones that had the U.S. DA stamp of approval. Yeah, I call them the in-bed reporters, not embedded, but in-bed reporters. Story goes on to say, I'm hearing, how much do we have to do? In other words, this guy, this Walter Jones, is getting these questions. You know, we're giving blood. We're giving money. What is the final chapter of our involvement? I think people are looking to the administration for an explanation whether we have done all we can do, said Jones, whose district is home to more than 60,000 retired military personnel. Jones said he felt misled by the administration on the reasons for the war because no weapons of mass destruction have been found. If I knew then what I knew today, I would not have voted for the resolution. Well, you also blew it on another front, Mr. Walter Jones of North Carolina, because this is the first time that an American president has been given power by Congress to declare war on whomever he wants to. This is an open-ended checkbook, that's right. Money out of the largesse, out of the public treasury, so to speak. Actually, it's an open-ended draft with the banks. But this is the first time in U.S. history that the United States Congress did not vote specifically on the issue of war. Oh, they voted for appropriations, and they have voted, consensuses were taken, and, you know, the sense of the Congress, and on it went. But they never officially declared war in Iraq. That was the president that did that. It's our neocon buddy up there, you know, our good Bible-thumping Christian. Representative Marty Meehan, a Lowell Democrat who also voted for the war resolution, said he and some Democratic colleagues are working with 5 to 10 House Republicans on a resolution calling for an exit strategy to ease the United States out of Iraq. He said he hoped to get the support of 25 or more Republicans, despite the fact that only 6 voted against the war resolution. Meehan said the war is going terribly. It's due to a lack of plan to win the peace. Mistakes have been piling up. And here's something else to consider. While you're listening to Susan Mulligan here from the Boston Globe, hey, the type of war that we're fighting in Iraq cannot be won. If you listen to the hodgepodge, the blending of the war on terrorism and the war in Iraq and nation building and all this other stuff, what is George Bush really talking about? The type of war that's being fought, you ask any military expert, you know, they'll respond to questions by the talking heads of the national news programs. But they're not asking the question, can this type of war be won? Which it can't. The United States military has never been never, ever been set up to be policemen, ladies and gentlemen. And anybody that's got a weapon over there or a bomb or anything else is going to continue to take out U.S. personnel there. There is no clearly defined battle lines. This is literally street fighting. There is no way to win this war on ideology. The people in Iraq were told that, hey, you know, we're going to make everything better here. You're going to have a better life. Well, that's after they bombed out their infrastructure. Figures range from 1.5 million to 3 million Iraqis dead, 500,000 to 750,000 children dead. So what is going on here? People are not asking the right questions. The administration has consistently said that the military is making progress in Iraq, noting successes in rounding up insurgents. Representative Duncan Hunter, a California Republican, who is chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, said he rejects the idea of forcing the administration to lay out a clear exit strategy because it sends a message that the United States is not committing to finishing the job in Iraq. What exactly is that job? What is the job in Iraq? And again, from the Bush White House, you will hear that, well, they're voting in a new constitution, they're electing their leaders, and that's falling on its face. You have too many different parties and too many differing opinions over there. They tried to install a puppet government over there. That's not flying. They've tried to buy out and bomb out everything that they could over there, but it's not working. There's an exit strategy and a shoring up of the Iraqi guard and the military force capable of protecting Iraq and its people. That cannot be fitted to a precise calendar, according to the White House. But other lawmakers who voted for the Iraq war said their constituents are getting restless. A Washington Post ABC poll this week showed support for the war dropping dramatically, with nearly two-thirds of Americans surveyed saying that the United States has gotten bogged down in Iraq, compared with 41% in August of 2003. And let me interject something else here. Remember the Vietnam War, folks? How many people were marching in Washington saying, let's put an end to this? How many soldiers? Go look at that ugly black slash in the dirt up there in Washington, D.C. to read over 50,000 names of people, our people, ladies and gentlemen, that died. And by the way, it was over 3 million in South Vietnam, North Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, you know, that we were areas we weren't supposed to be in, but we managed to kill about 3 million people over there. And I don't even know if that's counting the Khmer Rouge that came in and the ones they decided they couldn't re-educate. Well, we had a little thing called the killing fields over there. The Khmer Rouge is responsible for killing up to 1 million people. So all this carnage, death, mayhem resulted in absolutely nothing. Foreign entanglements. Oh, I'm sorry. It's sorry to bring up the Founding Fathers' wisdom here. Makes too much sense in today's world. Representative Harold Ford, a centrist Democrat who also voted for the war, said his constituents in military-friendly Tennessee are clamoring to have their loved ones in Iraq brought home and are growing increasingly skeptical about the future of the mission there. Now, while they suppose the war initially supported, I should say, the war initially, Tennessee voters have begun to express a lot of frustration about the duration of the mission and the number of casualties. And again, let me point out, they're being purposely underreported. Do you think the people in Tennessee, if they were told, hey, you know, 5,500, 6,000 U.S. personnel have actually died over there, what do you think the people in Tennessee would be saying right now? Get that clown out of office. And more focus would be going back to the reason why this clown lied in the first place. Him and his neocon buddies. This is not a good situation, folks, especially in the Middle East, where tensions have always been high between the state of Israel and its Arab neighbors. And a lot of the Arabs over there see the United States as supporting Israeli terrorism, uprooting and destroying Palestinian lives. They're seeing nothing positive coming out of the United States. Nothing. So if we have not had any official, and I'm not talking about the White House putting a stamp of approval on it, but if we've not had any acts of terrorism here perpetrated by Islamic extremists, We may expect those in the future. Take the break. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Folks, maybe it's our friends in Washington, D.C. are just not capable of saying we made a mistake and we need to rectify it now. Maybe that's what's holding up the Republicans, because in this body of the story of the Boston Globe, many Republicans, they report, are reluctant to criticize the president, while some Democrats who voted for the war are nervous about being lumped together with two of their party's most prominent anti-war figures, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean. Yes, we're just afraid the other side of the aisle is going to say bad things about us. What do you think American service men and women's families are saying about you? Do you care about that? Do you care about the billions of dollars and the tens of thousands of lives? You know, and when you're going to pull the plug? You know, when 20,000 people die over there in your expanded war, or 40,000 or 60,000 die? You know, when is enough enough? It was a bad excuse for a bad war. And it's going to come to a bad ending. You know, any businessman will tell you on a bad investment, sometimes you just have to cut your losses. And they're worried about how this is going to be perceived. Now, here's the really insane pretzel logic about this deal. You know, we're not going to get rid of Guantanamo Bay. You know, you heard the recent news stories that, well, you know, gosh, you know, we got to get rid of Guantanamo Bay because we're down there peeing on these people's, poor people's Bibles. You know, that's sending a bad message to the rest of the world that we're mistreating these people. By the way, we don't have to go by the rules of the Geneva Convention, mind you, because these are just enemy combatants. These are not prisoners of war. Well, if they're not prisoners of war, what are they? Though they classified them as being enemy combatants, so they have to pay attention to the Geneva Convention. I see the logic here. Well, Ron Paul, gosh, folks, you know, is it just me? And sometimes I just get a little bit too cynical about this? Or do we not have enough cynicism in the right places? Please share this burden with me. Please get cynical about what I'm cynical about, because I'm cynical for a good reason. Ron Paul says that this week's Congress will vote on a bill to expand the power of the United Nations beyond the dreams of even the most ardent left-wing, one-world globalists. But this time the UN power grabbers aren't European liberals. They're American neoconservatives who plan to use the UN to implement their own brand of world government. Remember I've said, folks, do you think George Bush is that far removed from the United Nations? The United Nations Reform Act of 2005 masquerades as a bill that will cut U.S. dues to the United Nations by 50%. If that organization does not complete a list of 39 reforms, on the surface, any measure that threatens to cut funding to the United Nations seems very attractive, but do not be fooled. In this case, success will be worse than failure. The problem is, in the supposed reform themselves, specifically in the policy changes this bill mandates. The proposed legislation opens the door for the United Nations to routinely become involved in matters that have never been a part of its charter. Specifically, the legislation redefines terrorism very broadly for the UN's official purposes and changes it to take action on behalf of both governments and international organizations. Now, what does this mean? The official adoption of this definition by the United Nations would have the effect of making resistance to any government or any international organization an international crime. Let me reread that sentence. This is a representative in Congress, Ron Paul, saying this. Not me, not somebody on some blog someplace. This is a U.S. representative saying that the official adoption of this definition by the United Nations would have the effect of making resistance to any government or any international organization an international crime. You saw part of this. You saw the introduction of this in the Patriot Act. That to attempt to influence anybody in the government could be deemed as being terrorism. This is America. What does that mean? I can't email, write, or call my U.S. congressman and senator and call them a whatever? Pick your adjectives. Or telling him that he's going down the wrong road and he should change his thinking. I mean, by strict definition, calling up my United States senator or congressman, I could be deemed a terrorist under the Patriot Act attempting to influence people in my government. And I'm not talking about a point of a gun, a point of a pen. I'm not talking about a bomb. I'm talking about a letter. I'm not talking about an overt threat. I am talking about good common sense and, hey, stupid, pay attention to the Constitution kind of thing. That could be deemed as terrorism. You see, this war on terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. George Bush has kicked off, as I've said repeatedly on this broadcast, is simply the suppression and oppression of people of differing opinions, to eliminate them, to track and trace them, to find out who the ne'er-do-wells are out there that, well, are not going along with the plan. Remember what George said, either you're with us or you're against us. And for anybody listening to this broadcast thinks that it was a better idea to get Kerry and Edwards on board, you're sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. The system is broke, folks. They're off the constitutional track, They are power mad, and they are hungry, and they're dragging us down with them. More on Ron Paul after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ron Paul goes on to say, what if this were in a place when the Contras were fighting against the Marxist regime in Nicaragua, or when the Afghan Mujahideen was fighting against the Soviet installed government of the 1980s, or during the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising? The new message is clear: resistance, even resistance to the UN itself, is futile. Why does every incumbent government, no matter how bad, deserve UN military assistance to quell domestic unrest? This new policy is given teeth by creating a peace-building commission. which will serve as the implementing force for the internationalization of what were formerly internal affairs of sovereign nations. This commission will bring together UN Security Council members, major donors, major troop contributing countries, appropriate United Nations organizations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, among others. This new commission will create the beginning of a global UN army. It will claim the right to intervene in any conflict anywhere on the globe, bringing the World Bank and the IMF formally into the picture as well. It is a complete new world order, but undertaken with the enthusiastic support of many of those who consider themselves among the most strident UN critics. Conservatives, who have been critical of the UN in the past, have enthusiastically embraced this bill and the concept of UN reform. But what is the desired end of UN reform? The UN is an organization that was designed to undermine sovereignty and representative government. It is unelected and unaccountable to citizens by its very design. Will UN reform change anything about the fact that its core mission is, as he puts it, objectionable? Do honest UN critics really want to expand UN that functions more efficiently? The real question is whether we should redouble our efforts to save our failed system or admit its failures, or this legislation does, and recognize that the only reasonable option is to cease participation without further cost to the United States in blood, money, sovereignty. Do not be fooled. It is impossible to be against the United Nations and support reform of the United Nations. The only true reform of the United Nations is for the U.S. to withdraw immediately. And I would add one caveat to this. Get the UN off of U.S. soil. Period. Get it out of here. I mean, folks, this was set up by communists. Just go do the research yourself. Find out who these people were. UN Secretary Generals were Russians. It was set up by Russians. Communists. Totally opposed to our form of government, our ideology. Remember the quote by Henry Kissinger? Yeah. The American people will be glad to see UN troops standing on their street corners to quell the disturbance. Yeah, Americans are getting disturbed, all right, and for good reason. Do we need UN troops on our streets? No more than we need our National Guard or our military. Or people running around with uniforms on that think they're part of the military. That's right, I'm talking about the police. This is, we've got to spin this one down, folks. It's time to slow it all to a grinding halt. Take a little time to reflect about what is real, what isn't, what's imagined, what isn't, and what's plausible and what isn't. Let's go to the phones. Buddy in Texas. Hello, Buddy.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi.
What I'm going to tell you is going to make you mad.
Oh, well, go ahead. Make my day.
I was down at a convenience store yesterday, and I have this friend with me that speaks Spanish. And I told him, I said, go ask them boys where they work, and or if they wanted a job. And went over there, and they said they had a job. And my friend asked them where. And they told him that... they mowed grass and took care of the Capitol grounds down there.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they already have a job, right?
Already working for the government.
And
asked them if they had any papers. Yeah. And they kind of gritted and said no.
No. Of course not. But, you know, these are people, too, and we can't leave them starve. I mean, come on, where's... I'm going to do the same thing the guy from Florida did to me yesterday, and I threatened to jump in the car and get down there and kick his butt. You know, buddy, don't you have any compassion? Don't you feel sorry for these poor immigrants coming into our country?
Well, John, I would, but I'm 58 years old and I can't find a job.
I understand.
My wife's job was sent overseas. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
I, as Bill Clinton used to say, I feel your pain.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So what are you doing for a living now?
Well, I'm about to lose my house if something doesn't change, and I've got 4 years to pay on it. Live right over here on Johanna. And I'll also tell you something else. There was some right there at Paul Rose. We have a man in town that's supposedly a patriot. And I watch these houses go up, watch the illegals build it. And then the builder showed up one day. And I won't mention his name, but he's real tall and he wears a ponytail. And I was just dumbfounded.
Now, let me, because I know who you're talking about here. Now, give me this again.
It's right there off of, we'll say the 800 block of Johanna.
Uh-huh.
It's right there at the corner of Mexicana Bakeries on one side, and all those Mexican food restaurant is on the other side.
And what was going on exactly?
They was three. They tore down or run the old people out of their homes and building these two-story, three-story, whatever, that they're doing in South Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to sell, look like, $300,000 or $400,000. And watched who build them. And then I seen who showed up. And I was so disgusted.
Well, see.
And I was talking to him, and he was real nervous and said, I got to go.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Really, really upset me, George. And it's like three blocks from my house. And I've just been watching them every day. And all of a sudden, this shows up, and, man, my blood went to boiling.
Well,
there you go.
Well, you know, buddy, I've had people write and tell me, and I got to dig the letter out, that the man thanked me because of anybody out there that is talk the talk and walk the walk. He thanked me for not changing for 10 years, you know, not flipping and flopping and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I question sometimes people in their sincerity. They've got warm handshakes and nice little smiles or whatever the case may be. But when you really dig under that veneer, what do you really have? And a couple of months ago, I went on a tirade here against some of the individuals that I have been privy to, I guess, know in Austin. And I start questioning who they really were. You know, mm-hmm. they would show up at gatherings and this, that, and the other, and, you know, profess that they want to help you and do this and do that. And then you find out, and you just sit back and you watch.
Yeah.
And you find out, you know, what fruit the trees that, what flavor the fruit they're bearing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, and I'll say this again, either we subscribe and adhere to a higher standard. I know we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. The guy you're talking about ain't perfect. But if we don't try to subscribe and at least adhere to a higher standard, just sell out and join the other side. It'll cause you a lot less conflict.
Right. Well, I tell you, when Satan starts shaking that old green in front of your face, it seems to change a man.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I when was that Austin Toll party, producer Paul Martin? When was that party? Was that 2 months ago?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, at that particular, the last thing that I said to an individual before I left, I said, have a good night and have a nice life.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 months ago, I decided not to have anything more to do with that individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because that same individual looked at my wife and she introduced herself. Hi, I'm Sandra Stattmiller. And the guy looked at her like, well, who the hell are you?
Nah.
And that just sent me right over the edge. I went down there to have a good time. I mean, even that night, I said hi to Jack Blood. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I didn't show up with an attitude, but I sure as hell left with one. Hey, thanks for your call, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Ah, boy. Yep. Who are you? Who are you really? Who are you? You know, don't pee in my tennis shoe and tell me I stepped in a mud puddle. Please don't. Don't insult me. Just move on down the road. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, John. I called you really. you made things look too good, really, on the death toll there when you mentioned it was quadrupled from the official figures.
You have information to the contrary?
Well, look at it this way. We have official numbers that are far worse than that, and of the 587,000 soldiers who served in Gulf War I, 11,000 are now dead. They didn't die in combat, of course. By the year 2000, there were 325,000 of that, just over 500,000, on permanent medical disability. Now, more than a decade later, more than half, 56% who served in Gulf War I, have permanent medical problems. The disability rate for veterans of the world wars of the last century was 5%, rising to 10% in Vietnam. But so we have a considerable contrast that these veterans are getting shafted in ways never before had taken place. This is really unprecedented, the shafting that these veterans are getting. Now, I just not long ago got out of 6 years serving in the Navy. Just mentioned that in passing, not that it means anything. But, and I've yet to collect a penny of any veterans benefit. Okay? So this is not self-interest here or anything. That's the only reason I mentioned that. Now, it's speculated that Anthony Principe's departure as Secretary of Veterans Affairs was precipitated perhaps by the growing scandal. Now, the real question, and these numbers are diminished by the fact that they're going to get a lot uglier, as we have over the next 5 to 10 years, the painful, lingering death of how many tens or possibly hundreds of thousands of these same veterans from probably DU exposure being the primary pathogen, followed by getting a battery of 20 or 30 shots, including that noxious anthrax shot. So these numbers haven't really come out yet. Just going to get lots and lots worth. With the service, our veterans, if we didn't do everything we can to propagate this information.
You know, and about the vaccines, the subject about the vaccines, it wasn't until the Patriot community in this country was really pressing hard against this soup that they were injecting the soldiers with and making it mandatory, and then they finally backed down and made it voluntary. I mean, even the stuff, the soup that they wanted to inject the emergency volunteers out there in our vast network of Homeland Security, our safety net, when these people are saying, you want me to do what? Forget you. You know, but it didn't stop. It didn't stop the United States government as using our military personnel kind of a free-flowing stock and sale for these wonderful mixtures that they come up with to inject our troops with. And on the DU issue, you're exactly right. And how many people has it killed in Iraq? How many Iraqi children? I mean, Roger, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
my God.
And as gross as that is to our own forces, think of the moral imperatives connected with that DU use among these indigenous populations. How can one possibly defend that? That would make the gross effects on our troops almost pale in comparison. I hate to say that. I really kind of don't believe it, but I do.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately.
Yeah, I just it's a little. Things are going to get so much uglier. We just really have the barest taste of it so far. I think what's going to roll in over the next 5 and 10 years.
Well, and I am shocked and I am disappointed. I am saddened. I am angry just about the information that I know now, and I know it's just the tip of the iceberg. You know,
yeah.
What else out there is lurking? How much more ugliness is going to come to light?
And just because the VAs aren't glomming onto this doesn't mean it's not still a great place to get cheap beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have all kinds of other ugly Iraqiism statements here that I've collected.
That's okay. You can save that for another
day. Yeah, but that'll wait. There was some rather, you really hate to agree with the likes of Eleanor Clift as often as you find yourself having to do. That's that makes me shudder in its own right.
Well, Eleanor Clift, I mean the old adage is even a stop clock or a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, I might just try to call in quickly next hour on your resolution of a frequency problem you had with that tone, but that'll...
I can sum that up in one
minute.
Well,
it would be better to wait until you actually have the people listening on that time.
No, not unless they can't hear it because the frequency they can't hear. So I'll let them know about it this hour.
God bless.
All right. Thanks, Raj. Yeah, what he's referring to, he called me earlier today. Evidently, WWCR, and unbeknownst to me, I guess they do a Ask WWCR 15-minute show. From what I understand, they've decided to take my second hour, the 7465, and bump it up 1 kilohertz. So that's going to be 7466. Okay? 7466. Why they don't tell the talk show host this, I don't know. But try it on next hour, 7466. 7466 for the second hour of the National Intel Report. And then I've said over the years, you know, play around with the dial. You know, you might have a certain frequency sitting right on top of your target frequency, your desired listening frequency, and you can detune sometimes a megahertz or a kilohertz or two one side or the other. So next hour, try 7466 and see how it comes in for you. We'll take the break, come back. We'll clear the board of the calls. Bob and Margie, hang on. I'll take your two calls and then back into this information. It's starting to heat up, folks. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Bob in Idaho, you're up next, and we'll go to Margie, and we'll kick off the second hour of the National Intel Report, and I'll be talking to you about, the notes that have been going around over in Tony Blair's place. talking about looking for an excuse because they knew they were doing something that was illegal. What's on your mind, Bob?
John, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
I'd just like to expound a little bit on the UN Reform Act that Ron Paul's making us aware of.
Yes.
It has a number. It's H.R. 2745.
2745.
Yes, sir. And I called my congressional representatives today and gave them my opinions on it. In fact, as I'm one that agrees with you, I think. In fact, Ron Paul is making efforts to present a bill to withdraw from the UN immediately.
He's been doing this for a number of years, and the problem has been that there is nobody with any intestinal fortitude to either A, listen to the man, or B, go against the prevailing tides in Washington, D.C.
Oh, certainly. But it's my personal opinion. We should have evicted the bums long ago. You know, it's we have no business footing the bill for them, having them in our country, kowtowing to them, period.
Well, and it was a Rockefeller creation. I mean,
I know. Rockefeller gave them the $8.5 million to purchase the land.
Yeah,
I know.
And it's been a pathetic nightmare. There is not one thing that I could ever track and trace that the United Nations has ever done that you could say, hey, you know what? At least they got it right this one time.
I mean, look at all their so-called peacekeeping efforts throughout the continent of Africa.
Yeah, remember the picture, the infamous picture of Somalia and what the wonderful peacekeepers were doing down there, torturing a boy over a fire barrel?
Oh, indeed.
Remember that one?
Indeed. Rwanda.
They're animals.
Oh, I know. It's in fact, I can remember back, probably 1973 when I was still on active duty. We were being actively recruited by by representatives from the Rhodesian Light Infantry, and the U.S. Army was going to let us go. But at that time, I really could not see any sense of chasing Robert Mugabe's monkeys around in the bush, because at that time it was evident what the UN was going to do with Rhodesia, which they did.
They did, and look at it now.
Oh, I know. Well, everything that the people with right minds predicted has happened and continues to happen there.
And here we are. I mean, Robbie Noel used to live down there.
Oh, I know. I've heard Robbie talk about it.
And he left in 1979, and he said, I got out right before it really started to turn bad.
Oh, indeed.
And it's been going that way for 25 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Bob.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. And Margie in Alabama. Hello, Marge.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
My problem was today is there was about four or five different bills that I called my senators on and my House of Representatives, and they didn't even know what I was talking about. I talked about the United Nations Reform Act, and they didn't know what I was talking about, and I told them that, you know, it's on the Internet. Well, that's something old, and you need to find out what it's about. And I said, no, it says, you know, June 14th. And
this
is like three or four of them now that I've been calling on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, why don't you give them Ron Paul's number up there and tell them, look, why don't you set your aides on this one for a few minutes? Why don't you call Ron Paul's office? He'll be happy to fill you in.
Now, I did tell him about Ron Paul.
You did?
Yes, I did. So, but I want, you know, I'm tired of everybody saying, you know, the American people aren't doing nothing and you guys are just sitting there, you know, eating your potato chips and watching TV. And that's not true. There's a lot of us out there that are calling. They're just not listening.
No, well, there's a lot. There's people that are active like you that's doing something, but there's... And I don't have a percentage and I don't have a figure on it, but I can tell you there's a large chunk of people out there that are doing absolutely nothing. They're
well,
waiting.
God bless
they're
for
waiting,
what you're doing.
They're waiting for somebody else to do it for them.
No, well, you're there, and I appreciate it. And God bless you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am.
Bye.
Second hour, 74-66. Try that on your dial. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.